WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The production team of Barry Levinson and Tom Fontana, whose credits include Homicide: Life on the Street for NBC and Oz for HBO, unveil their new series tonight. It's called The Beat, and it's about street cops in New York City. TV critic David Bianculli has a review and an explanation of why the series is showing up on the UPN network.
Putting The Beat on UPN is a little like when NBC launched Hill Street Blues almost 20 years earlier. Not that The Beat is anywhere near as groundbreaking or outstanding as Hill Street. It isn't. But back then, NBC was such a tacky network, with a primetime schedule of wall-to-wall garbage, that Hill Street stood out like a healthy thumb. It wasn't the kind of show, however, that was easy to promote by running ads during the A-Team. UPN right now is the home of WWF SmackDown and other video guano. The one good show on the network is virtually the only good show UPN has televised since it's been a network, Star Trek Voyager. And even that show is having a bad year creatively and has announced it's about to put an end to its weekly voyages. So if UPN doesn't want to set up permanent residence at the bottom of the barrel, it has to establish a quality beachhead somewhere on its schedule, and fast. Fontana and Levinson, meanwhile, always are eager to go where the creative freedom is. That's what got them to do Oz for HBO, long before David Chase made a similar leap of faith with The Sopranos. And now, with the promise of a firm 13-episode run and no network interference, that's what's gotten them to do The Beat for UPN. That explains the marriage. Now for the bigger question. How's the honeymoon? Or, in other words, is The Beat worth watching? For three reasons, which I'll get to shortly, yes, it is. The stars of The Beat are Derek Cecil and Mark Ruffalo, who play uniformed cops whose lives are hectic on and off the job. Cecil plays Mike, who's just popped the question to his girlfriend, played by Poppy Montgomery. And Ruffalo plays Zane, who's just invited his new girlfriend, played by Heather Burns, to move in with him, even though she's clearly a dangerously unstable woman. Like Homicide when it premiered, The Beat is shot in an attention-getting visual style. In this case, it's a jarring mixture of film and video. And while the show shifts to video for the action scenes, it also drops the film look at other times, so there's no real rhyme or reason to the sudden changes. It's like the shifts from color to black and white in Lindsay Anderson's cult classic film If. I spent years trying to figure out the symbolism behind those changes, and it turned out Anderson ran out of money while filming the movie out of sequence and switched to black and white for the remaining scenes so he could finish the movie on budget. The comparison isn't that much of a stretch, because Fontana already is on record as saying that the video scenes save a lot of money, which, for a series on the sixth-rated network, is a definite consideration. The look of the show, though, is not one of the reasons to watch The Beat. The reasons are, 1, Heather Burns' strong work as the wacky girlfriend, 2, to support UPN in its uncharacteristic experiment with quality television, and 3, because Fontana and Levinson are employing many familiar faces from their other series as guest stars, like this sudden drop-in from next week's show, who pops up while Mike and Zane are standing over a dead body at a domestic murder scene.
Detective John Munch, got a homicide here?
You tell us.
All right. Ouch. Definite head trauma. You find any blunt instruments lying around?
Nothing in plain sight, no.
Who called it in?
A lady lives upstairs. She said she came over to borrow a cup of something. The door was ajar. She walked in and found Agnes Vidal, divorced. Lived alone.
Divorced, huh? Ex-husbands make great murder suspects. Looks like she caught the corner of the table on the way down. Where's the ME?
ME, I don't know. They probably got stuck in traffic.
New York. Well, have fun, boys.
Aren't you the primary?
Nope, heard it on the squeak box. Thought I'd stop by and take a look for old time's sake. Kind of nostalgic for a good homicide. But I gotta tell you, this looks like a garden variety domestic accident to me.
You're not a homicide detective.
Special Victims Unit, but I was murder police for 20 years. Once a murder police, always a murder police.
Murder police? Where did it say murder police?
Baltimore, Charm City, tiny town.
This is New York.
You're telling me. See you around, guys.
If you're a homicide fan and can catch Richard Belzer in a surprise appearance like that, then The Beat can't be beat.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.